You hear the article Munich from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Munich, München. Munich is the capital and largest city of the German state of Bavaria, on the river Isar, north of the Bavarian Alps. Munich is the third largest city in Germany after Berlin and Hamburg, with a population of around 1.49 million. The Munich metropolitan region is home to 5.6 million people. The name of the city is derived from the old High German term Munichen, meaning by the monks. It is derived from the monks of the Benedictine order who ran a monastery at the place that was later to become the old town of Munich. Hence the monk despite on the city's coat of arms. Munich was first mentioned in 1158. From 1255, the city was seat of the Bavarian dukes. Black and gold, the colors of the Holy Roman Empire, have been the city's official colors since the time of Ludwig the Bavarian, when it was an imperial residence. Following a final reunification of the Wittelsbachian Duchy of Bavaria, previously divided and subdivided for more than 200 years, the town became the country sole capital in 1506. Catholic Munich was a cultural stronghold of the Counter-Reformation and a political point of divergence during the resulting 30 Years' War, but remained physically untouched despite an occupation by the Protestant Swedes, as the town folks would rather open the gates of their town than risk siege and almost inevitable destruction. Like wide parts of the Holy Roman Empire, the area recovered slowly economically. Having evolved from a duchy's capital into that of an electorate and later a sovereign kingdom, Munich has become a center of arts, culture and science since the early 19th century. The city became the Nazi movement infamous Hauptstadt der Bewegung and after post-war reconstruction was the host city of the 1972 Summer Olympics. Munich is home to many national and international authorities, major universities, major museums and theaters. Its numerous architectural attractions, international sports events, exhibitions, conferences and Oktoberfest attract considerable tourism. Since 2006, the city's motto has been München mag dich, Munich loves you. Munich is a traffic hub with excellent international, national and local connections, running a fast and reliable public transport system. It is a center of finance, publishing and advanced technologies. Munich is one of the most prosperous and fastest growing cities in Germany and the seat of numerous corporations and insurance companies. It is a top-ranked destination for migration and expatriate location, despite being the municipality with the highest density of population in Germany. Munich achieved fourth place in the frequently quoted Mercer Livability Rankings in 2011 and 2012. For economic and social innovation, the city was ranked 15th globally out of 289 cities in 2010 and 5th in Germany by the To Think How Innovation Cities Index based on analysis of 162 indicators. In 2013, Monocle ranked Munich as the world most livable. In 2013, Monocle ranked Munich as the world's most livable city with the highest quality of life. History. Origin as medieval town. The year 1158 is assumed to be the foundation date, which is the earliest date the city is mentioned in a document. The document was signed in Augsburg. By that time, the Guelph Henry the Lion, Duke of Saxony and Bavaria, had built a bridge over the river Isar next to a settlement of Benedictine monks. This was the old salt route and a toll bridge. In 1175, Munich was officially granted city status and received fortification. In 1180, with the trial of Henry the Lion, Otto I Wittelsbach became Duke of Bavaria and Munich was handed over to the Bishop of Freising. In 1240, Munich was transferred to Otto II Wittelsbach, and in 1255, when the Duchy of Bavaria was split in two, Munich became the ducal residence of Upper Bavaria. Duke Louis IV was elected German king in 1314 and crowned as Holy Roman Emperor in 1328. He strengthened the city's position by granting it the salt monopoly, thus assuring it of additional income. In the late 15th century, Munich underwent a revival of Gothic arts. The old town hall was enlarged and Munich's largest Gothic church, now a cathedral, the Frauenkirche, constructed in only 20 years, starting in 1468. Capital of reunited Bavaria. When Bavaria was reunited in 1506, Munich became its capital. The arts and politics became increasingly influenced by the court, see Orlando di Lasso, Heinrich Schütz, and later Mozart and Richard Wagner. During the 16th century, Munich was a center of German counter-reformation and also of Renaissance arts. Duke Wilhelm the Fish commissioned the Jesuit Michaelskirche, which became a center for the counter-reformation, and also built the Hofbräuhaus for brewing brown beer in 1589. The Catholic League was founded in Munich 1609. In 1623, during the 30 Years' War, Munich became electoral residence when Maximilian I, Duke of Bavaria, was invited with the electoral dignity, but in 1632, the city was occupied by Gustav II Adolf of Sweden. When the bubonic plague broke out in 1634 and 1635, about one-third of the population died. Under the regency of the Bavarian electors, Munich was an important center of Baroque life, but also had to suffer under Habsburg occupations in 1742. In 1806, the city became the capital of the new Kingdom of Bavaria, with the state's parliament, the Landtag, and the new archdeacons of Munich and Freising being located in the city. 20 years later, Landshut University was moved to Munich. Many of the city's finest buildings belonged to the period and were built under the first three Bavarian kings. Later, Prince Regent Luitpold's years as regent were marked by tremendous artistic and cultural activity in Munich. See Franz von Stuck and Der Blaue Reiter, World War I and World War II. Following the outbreak of World War I in 1914, life in Munich became very difficult as the Allied blockade of Germany led to food and fuel shortages. During French air raids in 1916, 3 bombs fell on Munich. After World War I, the city was at the center of much political unrest. In November 1918, on the eve of revolution, Ludwig III and his family fled the city. After the murder of the first Republican Premier of Bavaria, Kurt Eisner, in February 1919 by Anton Graf von Arco of Valley, the Bavarian Soviet Republic was proclaimed. When communists had taken power, Lenin, who had lived in Munich became years before, sent a congratulatory telegram, but the Soviet Republic was put down on 3 May 1919 by the Freikorps. While the Republican government had been restored, Munich subsequently became a hotbed of extremist politics, among which Adolf Hitler and the National Socialism rose to prominence. In 1923, Hitler and his supporters, who were then concentrated in Munich, staged the Beer Hall Putsch, an attempt to overthrow the Weimar Republic and seize power. The revolt failed, resulting in Hitler's arrest and the temporarily crippling of the Nazi Party, which was virtually unknown outside Munich. The city once again became a Nazi stronghold when the National Socialists took power in Germany in 1933. The National Socialist Workers' Party created their first concentration camp at Dachau, 10 miles northwest of the city. Because of its importance to the rise of National Socialism, Munich was referred to as the Hauptstadt der Bewegung, capital of the movement. The NSDAP headquarters was in Munich and many Führerbauten, Führerbuildings, were built around the Königsplatz, some of which have survived to this day. The city is known as the site of the culmination of the policy of appeasement employed by Britain and France leading up to World War II. It was in Munich that British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain assented to the annexation of Czechoslovakia Sudetenland region into Greater Germany in the hopes of setting the desires of Hitler's Third Reich. Munich was the base of the White Rose, a student resistance movement from June 1942 to February 1943. The core members were arrested and executed following a distribution of leaflets in Munich University by Hans and Sophie Scholl. The city was heavily damaged by Allied bombing during World War II. The city was hit by 71 air raids over a period of 5 years. Post-war. After US occupation in 1945, Munich was completely rebuilt following a meticulous and, by comparison to other war-ravaged West German cities, rather conservative plan which preserved its pre-war street grid. In 1957, Munich's population passed the 1 million mark. Munich was the site of the 1972 Summer Olympics, during which Israeli athletes were assassinated by Palestinian fidayeen in the Munich massacre, when gunmen from the Palestinian Black September group took hostage members of the Israeli Olympic team. Most Munich residents enjoy a high quality of life. Mercer HR Consulting consistently rates the city among the top 10 cities with the highest quality of life worldwide. A 2011 survey ranked Munich as the fourth. The same company also ranks Munich as the world's 39th most expensive city to live and the most expensive major city in Germany. Munich enjoys a thriving economy driven by the information technology, biotechnology, and publishing sectors. Environmental pollution is low. Also, of the 2006, the city council is concerned about level of particulate matter, especially among the city's major thoroughfares. Since the enactment of EU legislation concerning the concentration of particle in the air, environmental groups such as Greenpeace have staged large protest rallies to urge the city council and the state government to take a harder stance on pollution. Today the crime rate is low comparing with other large German cities such as Hamburg or Berlin. For its high quality of life and safety, the city has been nicknamed Toy Town among the English-speaking residents. German inhabitants call it Millionendorf, an expression which means village of a million people. Geography. Munich lies on the elevated plains of Upper Bavaria, about 50 kilometers north of the northern edge of the Alps, at an altitude of about 520 meters ASL. The local rivers are the Isar and the Würm. Munich is situated in the northern Alpine foreland. The northern part of its sandy plateau includes a highly fertile flint area, which is no longer affected by the folding processes found in the Alps. While the southern part is covered with morainic hills. Between these are fields of fluvio-glacial outwash, such as around Munich. Wherever these deposits get thinner, the groundwater can permeate the gravel surface and flood the area, leading to marshes, as in the north of Munich. Climate. Munich's climate is classified in the Köppen classification as CFB. The warmest month in the year, on average, is July. The coolest month of the year, on average, is January. Showers and thunderstorms bring the highest average monthly precipitation total in late spring and throughout the summer. June, on average, records the most precipitation of any month. The winter months tend to bring lower precipitation on average, and February averages the least amount of monthly precipitation of the year. The higher elevation of Munich and the proximity of the Alps play a significant role on the climate, causing the city to have more rain and snow than any other parts of Germany. The Alps affect the city's climate in other ways too. The warm downhill wind from the Alps, Föhnwind, which can rise temperatures sharply within a few hours, even in the winter, is but one example. Being at the center of Europe, Munich is subject to many climatic influences, so that weather conditions there are more variable than in other European towns, especially those further west and south of the Alps. Demographics. In July 2007, Munich had 1.34 million inhabitants. 300,129 of those did not hold German citizenship. The city has strong Turkish and Balkan communities. The largest groups of foreign nationals were Turks, Albanians, Croats, Serbs, Greeks, Australians and Italians. Of foreign nationals come from the European Union. From only 24,000 inhabitants in 1700, the population doubled about every 30 years. For example, it had 100,000 people in 1852 and then 250,000 people in 1883. By 1901, the figure had doubled again to 500,000. Since then, Munich has become Germany's third largest city. In 1933, 840,901 inhabitants were counted. In 1957, Munich's population passed the 1 million mark. 49% of Munich's residents are not affiliated with any religious group, and this ratio represents the fastest growing segment of the population. As in the rest of Germany, the Roman Catholic and Protestant churches have experienced a continuous slow decline in their memberships. As of 31 December 2010, 36% of the city's inhabitants were Roman Catholic, 13% Protestant and 0.3% Jewish. There's also a small old Catholic parish and an English-speaking parish of the Episcopal Church in the city. There are also a significant number of Muslims living in Munich. Politics. Munich's current mayor is Dieter Reiter of the Social Democratic Party of Germany. Munich has been governed by the SPD for all but 6 years since 1948. This is remarkable because Bavaria, and particularly Southern Bavaria, has long been a conservative stronghold, with the Christian Social Union winning absolute majorities among the Bavarian electorate in many elections at the communal state and federal levels, leading the Bavarian state government for all but 3 years since 1946. Bavaria's second most populous city, Nuremberg, is also one of the very few Bavarian cities governed by a SPD-led coalition. As the capital of the Free State of Bavaria, Munich is an important political center in Germany and the seat of the Bavarian State Parliament, the Staatskanzlei, and of all state departments. Several national and international authorities are located in Munich, including the Federal Finance Court of Germany and the European Patent Office. Subdivisions. Since the administrative reform in 1992, Munich is divided into 25 boroughs or Stadtbezirke: Allach Untermenzing, Altstadt-Lehel, Aubing, Lochhausen-Langwied, Auheidhausen, Berg am Laim, Bogenhausen, Feldmoching-Hasenbergl, Hadern, Laim, Ludwigsvorstadt, Isarvorstadt, Maxvorstadt, Milbertshofen am Hart, Moosach, Neuhausen-Nymphenburg, Obergiesing, Pasing-Obermenzing, Rammersdorf-Perlach, Schwabing-Freimann, Schwabing-West, Schwanthaler Höhe, Sendling, Sendling-Westpark, Thalkirchen-Obersendling, Forstenried-Fürstenried-Zollen, Trudering-Riem und Untergiesing-Hallaching. Architecture. The city is a mix of historic buildings and modern architecture. Munich, having reconstructed the ruins of their historic buildings while creating new landmarks of architecture. A survey conducted by the Soviet's Center for Sustainable Destinations for the National Geographic Traveler chose over 100 historic places around the world and ranked Munich as the 30th best destination. Inner City. At the center of the city is the Marienplatz, a large open square named after the Mariensäule, a Marian column in its center, with the old and the new town hall. Its tower contains the Rathaus Glockenspiel. Three gates at the demolished medieval fortification have survived to this day. The Isar Tor in the east, the Sendlinger Tor in the south, and the Karlstor in the west of the inner city. The Karlstor leads up to Stachus, a grand square dominated by the Justizpalast, Palace of Justice, and a fountain. The Peterskirche, close to Marienplatz, is the oldest church in the inner city. It was first built during the Romanesque period and was the focus of the early monastic settlement in Munich before the city's official foundation in 1158. Nearby St. Peter's, the Gothic Hall Church, Heiliggeistkirche, the Church of the Holy Spirit, was converted to Baroque style from 1724 onwards and looks down upon the Viktualienmarkt, the most popular market of Munich. The Frauenkirche is the most famous building in the city center and serves as the cathedral of the Archdiocese of Munich and Freising. The nearby Michaelskirche is the largest residence church north the Alps, while the Theatinerkirche is a basilica in Italian High Baroque, which had a major influence on southern German Baroque architecture. Its dome dominates the Odeonsplatz. Other Baroque churches in the inner city, which are worth to detour, are the Bürgersaalkirche, the Dreifaltigkeitskirche, the St. Anna Damenstiftskirche and St. Anna im Lehel, the first Rococo church in Bavaria. The Asamkirche was endowed and built by the brothers Asam, pioneering artists of the Rococo period. The large residence palace complex began in 1385. On the edge of Munich's Old Town ranks among Europe's most significant museums of interior decoration. Having undergone several extensions, it contains also the treasury of the splendid Rococo Cuvillier Theater. Next door to the residence, the Zero Classical Opera, the National Theater, was erected. Among the Baroque and Neoclassical mansions which still exists in Munich are the Palace Porcia, the Palace Preising, the Palace Hohenstein and the Prinz Karl Palais. All mansions are situated close to the residence, same as the Alte Hof, a medieval castle and first residence of the Wittelsbach dukes in Munich. The inner city has been recreated in the virtual world of Second Life and can be visited for a virtual sightseeing tour. Royal avenues and squares. Four grand royal avenues of the 19th century with magnificent official buildings content Munich's inner city with the suburbs. The neoclassical Briennerstraße, starting at Odeonsplatz on the northern fringe of the old town close to the residence, runs from the east to west and opens into the impressive Königsplatz, designed with the Doric propyleen, the Ionic Glyptothek and the Corinthian State Museum of Classical Arts. On its backside, St. Boniface Abbey was erected. The area around Königsplatz is home to the Kunstareal, Munich's gallery and museum quarter. Ludwigstraße also begins at Odeonsplatz and runs from south to north, skirting the Ludwig-Maximilians-Universität, the St. Louis Church, the Bavarian State Library, and numerous state ministeries and places. The southern part of the avenue was constructed in Italian Renaissance style, while the north is strongly influenced by Italian Romanesque architecture. The neo-Gothic Maximilianstraße starts at Max-Joseph-Platz, where the residence and the National Theater are situated, and runs from the west to the east. The avenue is framed by neo-Gothic buildings, which house, among others, the Schauspielhaus and the building of the district government of Upper Bavaria and the Museum of Ethnology. After crossing the River Isar, the avenue circles the Maximilianeum, home of the state parliament. The western portion of Maximilianstraße is known for its designer shops, luxury boutiques, jewelry stores, and one of Munich's foremost five-star hotels, the Hotel Vier Jahreszeiten. Prinzregentenstraße runs parallel to Maximilianstraße and begins at Prinz Karl Palais. Many museums can be found along the avenue, such as the Haus der Kunst, the Bavarian National Museum, and the Schackgalerie. The avenue crosses the Isar and circles the Friedensengel movement, passing the Villa Stuck and Hitler's old apartment. The Prinzregententheater is at Prinzregentenplatz further at the east. Other boroughs. Two large baroque places in Nymphenburg and Oberschleißheim are reminders of Bavaria's royal past. Schloss Nymphenburg, Nymphenburg Palace, some 6 kilometers northwest of the city center, is surrounded by an impressive park and is considered to be one of Europe's most beautiful royal residences. 2 kilometers northwest of Nymphenburg Palace is Schloss Blutenburg, an old ducal country seat with a late Gothic palace church. Schloss Fürstenried, Fürstenried Palace, a baroque place of similar structure to Nymphenburg but of much smaller size, was erected around the same time in the south of West Munich. The second large baroque residence is Schloss Schleißheim, Schleißheim Palace, located in the suburb of Oberschleißheim, a palace complex encompassing 3 separate residences. Altes Schloss Schleißheim (The Old Palace), Neues Schloss Schleißheim (The New Palace) and Schloss Lustheim (Lustheim Palace). Most parts of the palace complex serve as museums and art galleries. Deutsches Museum, Flugwerft Schleißheim, Flight Exhibition Center is located nearby on Schleißheim Special Landing Field. The Bavaria statue before the neoclassical Ruhmeshalle is a monumental bronze sand cast 19th century state at Theresienwiese. The Grünwald Castle is the only medieval castle in the Munich area which still exists. St. Michael in Berg am Laim might be the most remarkable church out of the inner city. Most of the boroughs have parish churches which originate from the Middle Ages, like the most famous church of pilgrims in Munich's St. Mary in Ramersdorf. The old church within the city borders is Heiligkreuz in Frottmanning, next to the Allianz Arena, known for its Romanesque fresco. Especially in its suburbs, Munich features a wide and diverse array of modern architecture, also strict culturally sensitive high limitations for buildings have limited the construction of skyscrapers to avoid a loss of views to the distant Bavarian Alps. Most high-rise buildings are clustered at the northern edge of Munich in the skyline. Like the Hypo-Haus, the Arabella high-rise building, the Highlight Towers, Uptown Munich, Münchner Tor and the BMW headquarters next to the Olympic Park. Several older high-rise buildings are located near the city center and on the Siemens campus in the southern Munich. A landmark of modern Munich is also the architecture of the sport stadium, as described below. In Fasanengarten is the former McGraw-Kaserne, a former U.S. Army base near Stadelheim Prison. Parks. Munich is a green city with numerous parks. The Englischer Garten, close to the city center and covering an area of 3.7 square kilometers, is one of the world's largest urban public parks and contains a nudist area, jogging tracks and bridle paths. It was designed and laid out by Benjamin Thompson, Kurt of Rumford, for both pleasure and as work area for the city's vagrant and homeless. Nowadays, it is entirely a park with multiple beer gardens, the most well-known at the Chinese Pagoda. Other large green spaces are the modern Olympiapark, Westpark, and the parks of Nymphenburg Palace, with the Botanischer Garten München-Nymphenburg in the north, and Schleißheim Palace. The city's oldest park is the Hofgarten, near the residence and dating back to the 16th century. Best known for the largest beer garden in the town is the former Royal Hirschgarten, founded in 1780 for deer which still live there. The city's zoo is the Tierpark Hellerbrunn, near the Flaucher Island in the Isar in the south of the city. Another notable park is Ostpark, located in Perlach-Ramersdorf area, which houses the swimming area Michaelibad, one of the largest in Munich. Sports. Football. Munich is home to several professional football teams, including Bayern Munich, Germany's most successful club and multiple UEFA Champions League winner. The Munich area currently has three clubs: Bayern München, 1860 München, and Spielvereinigung Unterhaching in the Bundesliga, the second Bundesliga and the third Liga, respectively, which are the top three leagues in the German football league system. Basketball. FC Bayern Munich Basketball currently playing in Beko Basketball Bundesliga. Hockey. The city's ice hockey club is EHC Munich. Olympics. Munich has also hosted the 1972 Summer Olympics and was one of the host cities in the 2006 Football World Cup, which was not held in Munich's Olympic Stadium, but in a few football-specific stadium, the Allianz Arena. Munich bid to host the 2018 Winter Olympic Games, but lost to Pyeongchang. In September 2011, the DOSB president Thomas Bach confirmed that Munich would bid again for the Winter Olympics in the future. Culture. Language. The Austro-Bavarian language is also spoken in and around Munich, with its variety Upper Bavarian, Oberbayerisch. Austro-Bavarian has no official status by the Bavarian authorities or local government yet, is recognized by the SIL and has its town, ISO 639 code. Museums. The Deutsches Museum or German Museum, located on an island in the river Isar, is the largest and one of the oldest science museums in the world. Three redundant exhibition buildings are under a protection order were converted to house the Verkehrsmuseum, which houses the land transport collections of the Deutsches Museum, Deutsches Museums Flugwerft Schleißheim Flight Exhibition Center is located nearby on the Schleißheim Special Landing Field. Several non-centralized museums, many of those are public collections at Ludwig-Maximilians-Universität, show the expanded state collections of Plantiologie, Geology, Mineralogy, Zoology, Botany and Anthropology. The city has several important art galleries, most of which can be found in the Kunstareal, including the Alte Pinakothek, the Neue Pinakothek, the Pinakothek der Moderne and the Museum Brandhorst. Alte Pinakothek's monolithic structure contains a trove of the works of European masters between the 14th and the 18th centuries. The collection reflects the eclectic tastes of the Wittelsbachs over four centuries and is sorted by Schulz over two sprawling floors. Major displays include Albrecht Dürer's Christ-like self-portrait, his four apostles, Raphael's paintings, the Canigiani Holy Family and Madonna Tempi, as well as Peter Paul Rubens' two-story high Judgment Day. The gallery houses one of the world's most comprehensive Rubens collections. Before World War I, the Blaue Reiter Group of artists worked in Munich. Many of their works can now be seen at the Lehmbach House. An important collection of Greek and Roman art is held in the Glyptothek and Staatliche Antikensammlung, State Antiquities Collection. King Ludwig I managed to acquire such famous pieces as the Medusa Rondanini, the Barberini faun, and figures from the Temple of Aphia, an Aegina for the Glyptothek. Another important museum in the Kunstareal is the Egyptian Museum. The famous Gothic Morris dances of Erasmus Grasser are exhibited in Munich's City Museum in the old Gothic Areal building in the inner city. Another area for the arts next to the Kunstareal is the Lehel Quarter between the Old Town and the River Isar. The Museum Five Continents in Maximilianstraße is the second largest collection in Germany of artifacts and objects from outside Europe, while the Bavarian National Museum and the adjoining Bavarian State Archaeological Collection in Prinzregentenstraße rank among Europe's major art and cultural history museums. The nearby Schack Gallery is an important gallery of Germans' 19th-century paintings. The former Dachau concentration camp is 16 kilometers outside the city. Arts and literature. Munich is a major European cultural center and has played host to many prominent composers, including Orlando di Lasso, W. A. Mozart, Karl Maria von Weber, Richard Wagner, Gustav Mahler, Richard Strauss, Max Reger and Karl Orff. With the Munich Biennale, founded by Hans-Werner Henze, and the RDI Vanguard Festival, the city still contributes to modern music theater. The National Theater, where several Richard Wagner's operas had their premieres under the patronage of Ludwig II of Bavaria, is the home of Bavarian State Opera and the Bavarian State Orchestra. Next door, the modern residence theater was erected in the building that had housed the Cuvilliés Theater before World War II. Many operas were staged there, including the premiere of Mozart's Idomeneo in 1781. The Gärtnerplatz Theater is a ballet and musical state theater, while another opera house, the Prinzregententheater, has become the home of the Bavarian Theater Academy. The modern Gasteig Center houses the Munich Philharmonic Orchestra, the third orchestra in Munich with international importance is the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra. Its primary concert venue is the Hercules Saal in the former City Royal Residence, the Residenz. A stage for shows, big events and musicals is the Deutsche Theater. It is Germany's largest theater for guest performances. Next to the Bavarian Staatsschauspiel in the Residenztheater, Residenztheater, the Munich Kammerspiele in the Schauspielhaus is one of the most important German-language theaters in the world. Since Gotthold Ephraim Lessing's premiere in 1775, many important writers have staged their plays in Munich, such as Christian Friedrich Hebbel, Henrik Ibsen and Hugo von Hofmannsthal. The city is known as the second largest publishing center in the world. Around 250 publishing houses have offices in the city and many national and international publications are published in Munich, such as Arts in Munich, Lux Mark and Prince. Prominent literary figures worked in Munich, especially during the final centuries of the Kingdom of Bavaria, such as Paul Heyse, Max Halbe, Rainer Maria Rilke and Frank Wedekind. The period immediately before World War I saw economic and cultural prominence in the city. Munich and especially its suburb of Schwabing became the domicile of many artists and writers. Thomas Mann, who also lived there, wrote ironically in his novella Gladius Dei about this period: "Munich shone. It reminded a center of cultural life during the Weimar period, with figures such as Leon Feuchtwanger, Bertolt Brecht, and Oskar Maria Graf." In 1919, the Bavaria Film Studios were founded. From the Gothic to the Baroque area, the fine arts were represented in Munich by artists like Erasmus Grasser, Jan Pollak, Johann Baptist Straub, Ignaz Günther, Hans Krumper, Ludwig von Schwanthaler, Cosmas Damian Asam, Egid Quirin Asam, Johann Baptist Zimmermann, Johann Michael Fischer und François de Cuvilliés. Munich had already become an important place for painters like Karl Rottmann, Lovis Corinth, Wilhelm von Kaulbach, Karl Spitzweg, Franz von Lenbach, Franz von Stuck and Wilhelm Leibl. When Der Blaue Reiter, The Blue Rider, a group of expressionist artists were established in Munich in 1911. The city has become to the Blue Rider's painters Paul Klee, Wassily Kandinsky, Alexei von Jawlensky, Gabriele Münter, Frank Marc, August Macke und Alfred Kubin. Hofbräuhaus and Oktoberfest. The Hofbräuhaus am Platzl, arguably the most famous beer hall worldwide, is located in the city center. It also operates the second largest tent at the Oktoberfest, one of Munich's most famous attractions. For 2 weeks, the Oktoberfest attracts millions of people visiting its beer tent, Bierzelte, and fairground attractions. The Oktoberfest was first held on 12 October 1910 in honor of the marriage of Crown Prince Ludwig to Princess Therese of Saxe-Hildburghausen. The festivities were closed with a horse race, and the following years the horse race were continued and later developed into what is now known as the Oktoberfest. Despite its name, most of Oktoberfest occurs in September. It always finishes on the first Saturday in October, unless the German national holiday on 3rd of October, Tag der Deutschen Einheit, German Day of Unity. It is a Monday or Tuesday, then the Oktoberfest remains open for these days. Culinary specialties. The Weißwurst, white sausage, is a Munich specialty. Traditionally eaten only before 12 o'clock noon, a tradition dating to a time before refrigerators, these morsels are often served with sweet mustard and freshly baked pretzels. Leberkäse, Bavarian baked sausage loaf, often served with potato salad, is another delicacy of the region. The most famous soup might be the Leberknödel soup. Leberknödel is a bread dumpling seasoned with liver and onions. Schweinebraten, pork roasted pork with Knödel, dumpling made from potatoes or white bread, and Kraut, cabbage, or a Schweinshaxe, pork knuddle, are served as lunch or dinner. Beuschels, a plate of lung, heart, and spleen, is also served with dumplings. Popular desserts include Apfelstrudel with vanilla sauce, Milchrahmstrudel, a cream cheese strudel, Dampfnudeln, yeast dumplings served with custard, and ausgezogene. A fried pastry shaped like a large doughnut without a hole. One of the most famous specialties is the Prinzregententorte, created in honor to the 19th century Prince Regent Luitpold. Some specialties are typically cold dishes and served in beer gardens. Obatzter is a Bavarian cheese delicacy, a savory blend of smashed mellow camembert prepared with cream cheese, cut onions and spicy paprika, and sometimes some butter. It's often served in the beer gardens along with radi, white radish cut in thin slices and salted, and Münchner Wurstsalat, Munich's famous sausage salad with thinly sliced Knackwurst, marinated in vinegar and oil with onions on a bed of lettuce. Popular grilled meals include Steckelfisch, which is usually makgeolli, but may also be a local fish, such as trout or whitefish, separated on a wooden stick, grilled and smoked on charcoal. The typical feature is a crispy skin. Another classic is a Häubshändel, half a grilled chicken. A Maß, die Maß, is a liter of beer. A Radler consists of half beer and half lemonade. Beer and breweries. Munich is famous for its breweries, and the Weiss beer is a specialty from Bavaria. Helles, with its translucent gold color, is the most popular Munich beer today, although it is not old, only introduced in 1895, Helles and Pils have almost ousted the Munich dark beer, Dunkles, which get its dark color from Brunt malt, the most popular beer in Munich within the 19th century. Starkbier is the strongest Munich beer, containing 6-9% alcohol. It is dark amber and has a very malty taste. It is available and popular during the Lenten Starkbierzeit, strong beer season, which begins on or before St. Joseph's Day, the 19th of March. There are around 20 major beer gardens, with four of the most famous and popular being located is the Englischer Garten, and the largest one is the Hirschgarten. Markets. The Viktualienmarkt is Munich's most popular market for fresh food and delicatessen, a very old feature of Munich's Fasching, Carnival, is the dance of the Marktfrauen, market woman of the Viktualienmarkt, in comical costumes. The Auerduld is held three times a year on the square around Maria Hilf Church and is one of Munich's oldest markets, well known for its hardware, trinkets and antiquities. The 3 weeks before Christmas, the Christkindlmarkt opens at Marienplatz and other squares in the city, selling Christmas goods. Nightlife. Nightlife in Munich is located mostly in the city center, with the exception of two clubs. Some notable establishments are: pubs are located all over the city, but with higher concentration in the Schwabing area. Munich's Gay Quarter is located in the Borough-Isarvorstadt, surrounding the Staatstheater am Gärtnerplatz, and is also known as the Glockenbachviertel. Clubs: Kultfabrik, formerly known as Kunstpark Ost, and Optimolwerke, former industrial compounds, converted to host many different clubs. Muffatwerk, backstage, catering to more alternative and rock tastes. However, despite the above, Munich does not boast a high number of clubs. Circus. The Circus Krone is based in Munich and one of the largest circus in Europe. It was the first and is still one of only a few in Western Europe to also occupy a building in its town. Colleges and universities. Munich is a leading location for science and research, with a long list of Nobel Prize laureates from Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen in 1901 to Theodor Hensch in 2005. Munich has become a spiritual center already since the time of Emperor Louis IV, when philosophers like Michael of Cesena, Marsilius of Padua, and Wilhelm of Ockham were protected at the emperor's court. The Ludwigs-Maximilian-University and the Technische Universität München, TU, were two of the first three German universities to be awarded the title Elite University by a selection committee composed of academic and members of the Ministries of Education and Research of the Federation and the German states. Only the two Munich universities and the Technical University of Karlsruhe have held this honor, and the implied greater chances of attracting research funds since the first evaluation round in 2006. Ludwigs-Maximilian University of Munich, founded in 1472 in Ingolstadt, moved to Munich in 1826. Technical University of Munich, founded in 1868. Akademie der Bildenden Künste München, founded in 1808. University Scientific Research Institutions, Max Planck Society. The Max Planck Society, an independent German non-profit research organization, has its administrative headquarters in Munich. Economy. Munich has the strongest economy of any German city and the lowest unemployment rate of any German city with more than a million people. The city is also the economic center of southern Germany. The initiative Neue soziale Marktwirtschaft, New Social Market Economy, and the Wirtschaftswoche magazine awarded Munich the top score in their comparative survey for the third time in June 2006. Munich topped the ranking of the magazine Capital in February 2005. For the economic prospect between 2002 and 2011 in 60 German cities. Munich is a financial center and a global city and holds the headquarters of Siemens AG, BMW, MAN, Linde, Allianz, Munich Re, and Rohde & Schwarz Electronics. Among German cities with more than 500,000 inhabitants, purchasing power is highest in Munich. The breakdown by cities proper of global 500 cities listed Munich in 8th position in 2009. Munich is also a center for biotechnology, software and other service industries. Munich is also the home of the headquarters of many other large companies, such as the aircraft engine manufacturer MTU, Aero Engines, the injection molding machine manufacturer Krauss-Maffei, the camera and lighting manufacturer ARI, the semiconductor firm Infineon Technologies, lighting giant Osram, as well as the German or European headquarters of many foreign companies such as McDonald's and Microsoft. Munich has significance as a financial center, second only to Frankfurt, being home of Hypovereinsbank and the Bayerische Landesbank. It outtracks Frankfurt through as home of insurance companies such as Allianz and Munich Re. Munich is the largest publishing city in Europe and home to Süddeutsche Zeitung, one of Germany's largest daily newspapers. The city also is the location of the programming headquarters of Germany's largest public broadcasting network, ARD, while the largest commercial network, ProSiebenSat.1 Media AG, is headquartered in the suburb of Unterföhring. The headquarters of the German branch of Random House, the world's largest publishing house, and of Burda Publishing Group are also in Munich. The Bavaria Film Studios are located in the suburb of Grünwald. They are one of Europe's biggest and most famous film production studios. Transportation. Munich International Airport. Franz Josef Strauß International Airport is the second largest airport in Germany and seventh largest in Europe after London Heathrow, Paris Charles de Gaulle, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, Madrid and Istanbul Atatürk. It is used by about 34 million passengers a day and lies some 30 kilometers northwest of the city center. It replaced the smaller Munich Riem Airport in 1992. The airport can be reached by suburban train lines S8 from the east and the S1 from the west of the city. From the main railway station, the journey takes 40 till 45 minutes. An express train will be added that will cut down travel time to 20 to 25 minutes with limited stops on dedicated tracks. A magnetic levitation train called Transrapid, which was to have run at speeds of up to 400 kilometers per hour from the central station to the airport in a travel time of 10 minutes, had been approved, but was cancelled in March 2008 because of cost escalation and after heavy protests. Lufthansa opened its second hub at the airport when Terminal 2 was opened in 2003. Other airports. In 2008, the Bavarian state government granted to license to expand Oberpfaffen Air Station, located west of Munich, for commercial use. These plans were opposed by many residents in the Oberpfaffenhofen area, as well as other branches of local government, including the city of Munich, which took the case to court. However, in October 2009, the permit allowing up to 9,725 business flights per day to depart or land at Oberpfaffen was confirmed by a regional judge. Despite being 110 kilometers from Munich, Memmingen Airport has been advertised as Airport Munich West. After 2005, passenger traffic on nearby Augsburg Airport was relocated to Munich Airport, leaving the Augsburg region of Bavaria without an air passenger airport within close reach. Public transportation. For its urban population of 2.6 million people, Munich and its closest suburbs have one of the most comprehensive and punctual system in the world, incorporating the Munich U-Bahn, the Munich S-Bahn, trams and buses. The system is supervised by the Munich Transport and Tarif Association, Münchner Verkehrs- und Tarifverbund. The Munich Tramway is the oldest existing public transportation system in the city, which has been in operation since 1976. Munich also has an extensive network of bus lines. the extensive network of subway and tram lines assist and complement pedestrian movement in the city center. The 700-meter-long Kaufingerstraße, which starts near the main train station, forms a pedestrian east-west spine that traverses almost the entire center. Similarly, Weinstraße leads off northwards to the Hofgarten. These major spines and many smaller streets over an extensive area of the center that can be enjoyed on foot and bike. The transformation of the historic area into a pedestrian priority zone enables and invites walking and biking by making these active modes of transport comfortable, safe and enjoyable. These attributes result from applying the principle of filtered permeability, which selectively restricts the number of roads that run through the center, while certain streets are discontinuous for cars. They connect to a network of pedestrian and bike paths, which permeate the entire center. In addition, this path goes through public squares and open spaces, increasing the enjoyment of the trip. The logic of filtering a mode of transport is fully expressed in a comprehensive model for laying out neighborhoods and districts, the fused grid. The main railway station is Munich Hauptbahnhof in the city center, and there are two smaller mainline stations at Pasing in the west of the city and Munich Ostbahnhof in the east. All these are connected to the public transport system and serve as transportation hubs. ICE high-speed trains stop at Munich Pasing and Munich Hauptbahnhof only. Intercity and Eurocity trains to destinations east of Munich also stop at Munich East. Since 28 May 2006, Munich has been connected to Nuremberg via Ingolstadt by the 300 km per hour fast high-speed railway line. The trade fair Public Logistik is held every 2 years at the Neue Messe München. Individual transportation. Munich is an integral part of the motorway system of southern Germany. Motorways from Stuttgart, Nuremberg, Frankfurt and Berlin, Deggendorf and Passau, Salzburg and Ingolstadt, Garmisch, Partenkirchen and Lindau terminate at Munich, allowing direct access to the different parts of Germany, Austria and Italy. Traffic is, however, often very heavy in and around Munich. Traffic jams are commonplace during rush hour and at the beginning and end of major holidays in Germany, in no small part due to poor traffic light changing patterns and synchronization. There are few green waves or roundabouts. Another contribution factor is the lack of a proper ring road. This Mittlere Ring is a ring road in name only and is a loosely connected system of roads with many traffic light controlled junctions. Cycling. Cycling is recognized as a good alternative to motorized transport, and the growing number of bicycle lanes are widely used throughout the year. They are mostly not segregated from footpaths, making them dangerous to both parties. Many of the cycle path surfaces are of poor quality, often due to the roots of roadside trees breaking through the tarmac, Fortunately, the roads themselves are seldom affected by these tree roots. The cycle paths usually involve a longer route than by the road, as they are diverted around objects and the presence of pedestrians tends to make them quite slow. A modern bike hire system is available within the area bounded by the Mittlerer Ring around Munich. The Munich agglomeration spreads across the plain of the Alpine foothills, comprising about 2.6 million inhabitants. Several smaller traditional Bavarian towns and cities like Dachau, Freising, Erding, Starnberg, Landshut and Moosburg are today part of the greater Munich region, formed by Munich and the surrounding districts, making up the Munich metropolitan region, which has a population of about 4.5 million people. This article was brought to you by Martin Schliederer. The text is under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0.